各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all my brothers and sisters。
以色列人的 国王、王国、历史啊，是大约都是记载在撒母耳记、列王记跟历代记。
The king, the kingdom, and the history of the Israelites were recorded in the book of First, Second Samuel, First, Second Kings, and First, Second Chronicles.
那撒母耳记主要记载两位君王跟撒母耳。
The book of Samuel records the events regarding Samuel and two kings.
因为这两位君王，扫罗王跟大卫王，都是撒母耳所高立的。
For King Saul and King David were both anointed by Samuel.
所以这两位王跟撒母耳就过成了撒母耳记上下。
So the two kings and Samuel, make.The book of Samuel.
那撒母耳记上的最后一章谈到扫罗的死亡。
At the end of 2 Samuel talks about the death of King Saul.
那记下的开始就谈到这个大卫怎么样吊纪念这些扫罗跟亚拿丹最后结束在这个大卫后来从亚撒龙的手中再次回来做国王了。
So the 2 Samuel started by the remembrance of David to Nathan and King Saul, and ended with the reclaim of his kingship from his son Absalom.
那列王记就开始记载，主要是记载这个其他的王可是他是从大卫的晚年跟死亡开始来描述。
So the book of Kings started in David's old age and continues on.To talk about all the other kings that come after him. 我们今天就从
第一章跟第二章来谈一谈，大卫晚年的一些突破。
So today we like to talk about the first and second chapter of First King. Some of the recordings of David's old age.
这个大卫他是在历史当中非常相当传奇的一个人物。
David was a legendary character in history.
他是一个牧人，也是一个诗人，是一个勇士。
He was a shepherd, he was a poet, and he was a warrior.
也是一个君王。
And he was also a king.
也是一个合神心意的人。
And he was pleased in the eyes of God.
他一生可以用风、云、雨、山来形容。
And throughout his life, his encounters can be described by the mountains, by the clouds, the wind, and the rain.
他年轻的时候打胜仗，像一阵旋风，打死了哥利亚。
When he was young, he defeated Goliath just like a wind.
因为这样的胜利造成他像浮云一样过着漂泊的逃亡生活。
And because of this victory, he later led a life like the clouds that does not stay in one place.
后来逃亡之后做了国王，像恩雨带给以色列百姓很多的好处。
And after he ended his life of an exile, he became king and blessed his people like the rain.
那最后晚年像一座山，很稳稳的展现他的生命力。
And in his end days, he displayed his life like a stable mountain.
我们知道风使云动。
We know that the wind makes the clouds move.
云使雨聚集。
And the clouds gathers the rain.
雨使山青。
And the rain moves the mountain.
所以你看到它每一个节环都扣扣相连。
So we see each of these four elements are connected tightly.
所以云是风的面貌。
So the cloud is the resemblance of the wind.
雨是云的这个凝聚。
And the rain came from the cloud.
那山是雨的故乡。
And the mountains are the home to the rain.
所以你就看到真的这个四个过程四个东西描写大卫的一生。
So these four elements describe the four stages of David.
那所以我们看到大卫的晚年真的像一座青山。
So we can see during David's old age, his life was like a beautiful mountain.
人生这个过程是重要的，但是 结束是更重要。
The journey of a man's life is important, but the conclusion is far more important.
所以传道书七章八节说，事情的结局强过事情的起头。
That is why in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8, it says a man's conclusion is far more important than the event.
所以每位信徒到晚年呢，都要像新妇一样装饰整齐啊，等到耶稣新郎的来迎娶。
So each and every one of us, during our old age, we must prepare ourselves like a beautiful bride for Jesus to come.
所以人在灵层上面呢，常常到年纪大的时候，事实上常常是灵性最美丽的时候。
So it is often during a person's old age where his spirituality is the most beautiful.
那大卫在晚年有三种突破，下一个 slide。
And so David, during his old age, he had three breakthroughs.
啊，就是情感的突破。
He had a breakthrough in his emotions.
个性的突破。
In his own character.
还有拜神的突破。
And in regards to him worshiping God.
那我们就一点一点来查考啊。
So
we 我们看列王记上的一章一节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 1.
列王记上一章一节。
1 Kings chapter 1 verse 1.
大卫王年纪老迈，虽用被遮盖，仍不觉暖。啊，这一节给我很多想象的空间哦。
This verse gave me many imaginations.
这个当然年纪大了，没有办法得到温暖，可能身体不好，血液循环不好。
Of course, when a person is old, the circulation is bad, and sometimes they will feel very cold.
那这一节也让我想起啊，亚当犯罪之后。神在园中行走，天就起了凉风。
This also reminded me after Adam has sinned, God walked on the clouds and rainfall.
我们知道，在年轻的时候犯的罪啊，有时候到年老啊，常常会涌上我们的心头。
We know that some of the sins we committed during our young age may come back to haunt us during our old age.
所以有人说，记忆是通向永恒啊。
And a person'sMemory lasts forever.
这是真的，因为我们到时候的审判啊，让我们心服口服啊。主耶稣让我们想起我们以前所做的错误啊，用那样来审判我们。所以记忆的确是通向永恒。
This is indeed true. For during the end days, God will judge us by everything we've done.
那所以他仍不觉得温暖，就让我想起，其实他这一辈子啊，唯一做错的就是啊，跟乌利亚的妻子啊，拔示巴啊所犯的这件错误的事情。
And to me, the reason why David was cold was because of the sin he committed against Uriah.
这件事情可能啊，让他这个到晚年想起来都会觉得凄凉。
And the sin that he had committed until his old age haunted him.
所以我们看到一个人的一辈子哈，真的是常常英雄难过美人关。
Doing a man's journey, it is very hard for him to overcome beautiful women.
每个人都有一个弱点呢，英雄的弱点常常跟美人有关系。
Everyone has a weakness, and the weakness of a hero often resides in a beautiful woman.
所以你看创世纪啊，大概第六章左右哈，神的儿子啊，看到人的女儿貌美，就随意起来做太太。
That is why. What also recorded in Genesis in chapter 6 that sons of God would upon seeing beautiful women of men they marry them.
人就败坏，终日思想都是恶，神就用洪水毁灭当时的世界。
And hence the minds of people were corrupted and the flood came to destroy them.
我们看到暗嫩，看到自己的妹妹貌美，一半的妹妹了
哦。 We also see that Amnon upon seeing his beautiful half sister,
他就吃不下饭，睡不着觉。
He couldn't eat or sleep.
到最后就犯罪强暴。
And he committed sin and raped her.
大卫看到这个拔示巴洗澡。
And David, upon seeing Bathsheba taking a bath,
情不自禁就犯下了严重的错误。
He could not control himself and he committed a great mistake.
那人做错的，经上讲，你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
The Bible tells us what we sow, we will reap in the end.
所以你看到他神用大卫自己所说的话还别人四倍就是这样子，让大卫的经历痛苦可以说是还了四倍。
And God fulfilled David's prayer and punished him four times to what he did to others.
他杀了别人的丈夫，他可以说犯十戒的三其中三戒。
It's indeed David had committed three of the Ten Commandments.
不可奸淫。
No, thou shalt not.
不可杀人。
Adultery, thou shalt not kill.
不可贪恋别人的妻子。
Thou shalt not covet.
说起来，这个罪是相当严重啊。
And these are all great sins.
感谢神呢，他还懂得认罪。
Thank God, David knows to repent.
所以啊。就是刑罚在他活着的时候临到他的家，不是死了之后再临到。
So that his punishment came while he was alive.
他后来可以说死了四个孩子啊。
And he indeed
在没有他没有死之前呢、啊。
Indeed,
对不起，有人说他死了四个孩子了啊。
And he indeed lost four of his children during his lifetime.
事实上，亚多尼亚应该是，亚多尼亚是，他死了之后。他死了之后才死的啊，我们可以再探讨。但是我们看到他死他儿子的时候呢，他死第一个儿子就是拔示巴所生的躺在地上七天七夜。
When he lost his first son born by Bathsheba, he lied on the ground for 7 days and nights.
死掉第二个儿子暗嫩，实际上讲他这个悲痛。
After he lost his second son Abnon, he was greatly grieved and cried.
死了第三个儿子，我们看到他那个心一直喊我儿亚撒龙，亚撒龙我儿哀哉，亚撒龙我儿啊，实在是非常的伤心的一个爸爸。
And when he lost Absalom, we can see his cries.
那我们就看到他其实做错这个事情之后他不但要逃亡，几乎失去王位。
We know that after he committed this sins, he was persecuted by his own son.
最后他要连累家人，连夜要逃命。
And he brought trouble upon his own family. They need to run away.
我想最大的一个痛就是他在神面前觉得他真的得罪神了。
Perhaps the greatest pain to him was that he had sinned against God.
那想起这些，我在想他要温暖的起来也不太容易哦。
And all of these things reminded in his memory, and he could not fall asleep peacefully.
所以我们看到他圣经上特别记载，他仍不觉得温暖，虽然用被遮盖。
So the Bible says here he could not keep warm even when they put covers over him.
但是晚年我们看到他有一个很大的突破。
But we can find he had a breakthrough during his old age.
我们看第一章的第二节到第四节。
Let us read chapter 1, verse 2 to 4.
所以臣仆对他说，不如我为我主我王寻找一个处女，使他侍候王，奉养王，睡在王的怀中，好叫我主我王得暖。第三节，于是在以色列前进寻找美貌的童女，寻得苏念的一个童女亚比撒，就带到王那里。第四节，这童女极其美貌，她奉养王，侍奉王，却没有与他亲近。我们觉得这个对一个因为色而犯罪的一个人在这些到年老的时候竟然有这样的一种超越，是不容易哦。
We find that this is a great breakthrough for a person who is weak against sexual attraction.
你看这个年纪大大家都比较怕冷
When a person gets old, he is afraid of cold.
但是古代又没有暖气
And during the olden days, there's no heater.
那人的体温其实就是一个很好的暖气
And so the bodily warmth is the heater that they use.
所以他们就建议找一个年轻的小姐可以说是以色列小姐全地最美的找来给王要温暖他。
So his servants went and found the most beautiful woman throughout the land of Israel.
那身上特别记载这位童女极其美貌。
And here records that this virgin girl was. Oh, very beautiful.
这个美到最后，他的儿子亚多尼亚没有做王之后，也想要娶她来做太太。爸爸死了之后，也想要娶她来做太太。
And she's so beautiful that after the death of David, his own son wanted to marry this girl.
但是这个大卫没有把这位小姐当成太太了。
But David did not treat this girl as his own wife.
把她当成一位妇室。
But see her as his nurse.
让她奉养，让她伺候，但是。大卫没有亲近他。
She let this woman took care of him, but he did not have a relationship.
所以你看到他年老那个晚年的心境已经那种对情欲的东西他已经心如止水对那种情欲已经不再 不为所动。
So we can see that in David's old age, his heart is peaceful and would not be affected by sexual attraction.
你可以想象，好像一个湖泊啊，虽然有人扔石头进去呢，啊，他心中没有涟漪啊，没有起了任何的涟漪啊。
His heart is so peaceful that it can be compared to the surface of a lake, and when a stone is thrown, there is no ripple.
我是觉得这是一个对一个有血有肉的人是一个不容易的操练哦。
I find this very difficult to maintain for a person that is in flesh and blood.
他以自己的啊本来拥有的做满足，没有再欺负一个啊这个女生哦。
David
没有跟她亲近。
David was content with what he already have and he did not lay hand.
我们常常有一个观念，就是我年纪大了，我的欲望自然没有了。
Well, we might think that.After we grow old, that our desire will grow less.
啊，其实啊，这不一定是事实啊。
But this is not always the case.
我们知道撒旦诱惑人呢，啊，他是不停止工作的。
We know that Satan does not cease to tempt people.
所以我也常常注意到，我们这种全职工人呢，很多人失败的时间是什么时间呢？并不是年轻的时候刚走入我们这个行业啊，被神所用那个时间，那时候大家好呢都是。蛮战战兢兢在服侍的。
And I discovered that doing for the line of work that I'm in, the ministers don't usually fall during their young age, but instead during their old age.
啊，常常是到啊50岁左右啊，才会到这个步入了魔鬼所设计的试探。
That is usually during around the age of 50 that they will be trapped by the snares of Satan.
所以我们不要以为我们年老之后就会完全的可以超越。
So do not think that you can overcome when you get to your old age.
我相信那是经过人生的历练啊，在神面前的一种反省啊，最后所产生的一种超越。
I believe it is only through the trials in life and the warnings by God and.The self-cultivation that you can transcend.
有一位受洗的弟兄啊，去找他的一位亲戚，跟那亲戚这样讲：“啊，我要跟我的女朋友去自杀。”
There is a member who told his relatives that he wanted to commit suicide together with his girlfriend.
那个弟兄那时候已经40几岁了。
This brother was already in his 40s.
那他亲戚问他说：“为什么要这样做呢？”
And so his relative asked him why does he want to do that.
那弟兄说：“因为我太太不准我交女朋友啊。”
And his answer response was that his wife did not allow him to have a girlfriend.
啊，这是实际的事情哦，真的，这种情欲的事情哦，常常在我们旁边产生。
And this is a true story, and all of the sexual attraction is around us.
啊，有位老弟兄啊，他在台湾，他跟着旅行团到东南亚去旅行。
There is an old member in Taiwan, and he was on a trip.
那是外邦人的旅行团呢，哦。
And this trip was a Gentile.Vacation.
不晓得到泰国到什么地方去，一回来他就没有在教会就不再出现了。
And I don't know where he went, but after he came back from Southeast Asia, he stopped coming to church.
啊，最后了解才知道说，原来他到那种地方啊去找妓女。
And then we later found out that he went to Southeast Asia to find a prostitute.
啊，所以啊，这个他虽然年纪这么大了啊，我们看到啊也是晚节不保。
Well, we see that even an old person is not free from temptation.
所以我们要求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we need to ask God for His strength.
既然我们已经离主越来越近啊，也过了血气方刚啊，跟血气未定的那种年纪。
Since we have come closer and closer to God, and we have passed our youth,
让我们啊在灵性上有个超越，能够突破啊情感的桎梏。
That is transcending our spirituality and refrain from sexual immorality.
那我们看到大卫啊，在年老的时候，在个性上有一个很大的突破。
We can see the personality of David was changed during his old age as well.
这个是刚刚讲的哦，下一个 slides.
So we've already talked about this. Next slide.
下一个 slides. 下一个 slides. 好，我们谈个性的突破啊。
Let us.Talk about the change of his personality.
我们看《列王记上》的一章第六节。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 6.
我们从六节开始来读好了哈。
Let's start with verse 5.
这个那时哈基的儿子亚多尼亚自尊说：“我必作王，就为自己预备车辆马兵，又派50个人在他前头奔走。”第六节， 他父亲素来没有使他忧闷，说你做什么呢？这里谈到亚多尼亚想要自己做王。
Here it talks about David's son Adoniah wanted to be king.
啊，这件事情大卫知不知道？
His plot was known by David.
当然知道啊，因为这个亚多尼亚派50个人在他前面跑啊。
Adoniah had put 50 men running in front of him.
在他前面跑，五十人跑是什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
我们看撒母耳记上八章十一节。那个派五十个人在前面跑，都是想要当王的啦。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel verse chapter 8.
撒母耳记上八章十一节
Chapter 8 verse 11
八章十一节管辖你们的王八章十一节
Chapter 8 verse 11 First Samuel
管辖你们的王必这样行他必派你们的儿子为他赶车跟马奔走在车前只有王哦才有这种人哦在车子面前一直跑的啦
Only the king have such manpower toHave people running before him.
那个亚沙龙想要当王，他也是派五十个人在他面前跑来跑去的。
When Absalom wanted to be king, he also have put 50 men in front of him.
这件事情大卫是知道的。
And all these are known by David.
但是圣经上讲说呢，大卫素来没有使他忧闷。
But David never troubled his son.
这个跟他的个性是很有关系啊。
And I believe this has direct relationship with his personality.
我们知道大卫对人实在是好得不得了啊。
We know that David treat everyone very well.
你看那个亚沙龙是这样讲哦，他是一个真正的政治家，这样讲他去偷取那些人的心啊，哦，偷啊，甚至用 steal people's heart， 就是他哦，看到人见人说人话，见鬼说鬼话，这个人就是他就是用偷的来偷取人的心啊。
We can see that Absalom is truly a politician. He was able to steal people's heart.
但是你看大卫的一生哦，他真的是很懂得去赚别人的心呐。
But we can see that David has the ability to strengthen people's heart.
这人你他待人让你这个甘心哦，这个肝脑涂地啊，甘心乐意的哦，我就是你对我这么好，我一定要怎么样效法你，报答你。
He makes you want to serve him with all of your heart.
他这个带兵是用心在带的。对人是用心在带的，对人是很有慈爱的。
He leads people with his own heart.
他是有这样的故事太多了，他一辈子这样的故事太多了。
And we can see from many of his stories.
所以你看，他就讲说啊，我实在是好想喝一下我伯利恒故乡的水啊。
So he's proclaimed that he wanted to drink the water of his.
Talk to himself.
He said to himself he wanted.To drink the water of his hometown.
这句话一定不是跟大家讲的啦，我想就是自己这样讲一下而已啦。
And this is what he said to himself.
圣哥阿兵哥一听到哦，就越过敌人的后面哦，就拿水来给他喝啊，伯利恒的水来给他喝啊，那是很危险的地方哦。
And three of his soldiers, upon hearing this, crossed into enemy lines to bring the water to David.
因为这个不是他的一个 proclamation， 不是他的命令，所以他不敢喝啊。他说：“这是你们的血啊，用来。”他就当成祭物啊，不敢喝啊。
And since David did not order these soldiers to see these waters as the blood of his people,
所以他的个性有一种诗人的一种柔和的气质在里面哦。虽然他是一个大能勇士
，So although David was a great warrior, his heart was like a poet.
所以你看他儿子每次犯错，他从来都不说一句话的。
So every time, whenever his son committed sin against him, he would not say.
你看他大儿子强迫强这个欺负了他另外一个女儿。
His eldest son did a sin against his daughter.
实际上没有讲他骂他大儿子一句话。
The Bible did not
record. 没有骂他一句话。
The Bible did not record anything David had chastised Abnon.
这个亚撒龙看到爸爸都不做主啊，气起来把那个暗嫩给杀了。
And Absalom seeing.David had no action against his son, killed his own brother.
大卫哭一哭，最后亚撒龙跑掉。圣经讲他每天都在想念亚撒龙啊。
So David, after losing his son, he just cried. And after Absalom had fled the palace, he cried for Absalom.
那亚撒龙回来，他也没讲他什么不好听的话。
And after Absalom had returned, he did not say anything against him.
人亚撒龙要杀他了，人家要去杀他儿子了，他还说：“哎，拜托，拜托，你们要保留我儿子的性命。”
And when Absalom was defeated and people wanted to kill him, he asked his soldiers to spare him.
所以圣经讲这个亚西多福哦，要亚多尼亚哦，亚多尼亚要当王，大卫不讲一句话，知道这个人要当王了，我还在，你要当王，他不讲一句话。
So although David
was 不骂人的。
Although David was still enthroned and he knows Abdoniah want to be king, he did not say anything.
啊，真的是，他的个性就是这样。
And this is his characteristic.
他一辈子没有什么改变的。
And he did not change in his personality.
但是哦，有时候我们对孩子太好哦，有时候中国话说，醒低牙早醒掉，醒掉不好哦。你对猪好，猪就把你的灶掀起来了。对孩子太好了。孩子有时候不笑了，就是你如果太宠了，孩子就不笑了。
So there's a Chinese saying that if you treat your sons too well, they will take advantage of you.
啊，所以圣经讲这个，有时候我们要用杖责打我们的孩子。
So the Bible teaches us to teach our children.
所以有时候我们真的，我包括我在内，我们很多人都有可能患这个毛病。我们尊重我们的孩子，胜过尊重神呢。
Sometimes we respect our children more than we respect God.
大卫可能啊，以利、大卫这些在这种孩子的事情上面，有时候我们不小心就走到这个路上去了。
And we can see David or Priest Eli. Sometimes they walk on this path.
那我们看到他晚年哦，到最后他有一个很大的突破哦。
But during his old age, David had a great breakthrough.
那亚多尼亚不只是五十个人在他前面哦，后来他又召集了约押，召集了大祭司啊，亚多尼亚。就是有政治的啊，不有这个宗教的，还有这个军事的两股力量在支持亚多尼亚。
And we can see
亚多尼亚对。
We can see that Adoniah did not just gather 50 men; he also was well connected with the priests and the generals.
啊，并且他要自立做王了，已经把大家都召集了，要宣布做王了。
And he has gathered all these people ready to proclaim himself to be the new king.
拿单看，哎，不可以啦，已经到最后关头了，怎么大卫还不表态呢
？And so.
Nathan,
Nathan warned David that something is going on.
啊，所以他就叫拔示巴先去见王啊，跟他讲，你以前起誓过的啊，要让所罗门当王的 你以前答应过的 你现在现在怎么样了这个如果亚多尼亚当王了，我们都变成罪人了。
And so Nathan sent Bathsheba to tell David that he had promised Bathsheba's son to be king.
你看到最后他有个突破哦，我们看二十八节。
And so we can see the breakthrough of David.
我们看列王记上一章二十八、二十九节、三十节。
Let us read First Kings chapter one, verse 28 to 30.
大卫王愤怒说：“叫拔示巴来。”拔示巴就进来，站在王前。二十九，王起誓说：“我指着救我性命、脱离一切苦难、永生的神起誓。”三十节，我既指着神以色主以色列的神向你起誓说：“你儿子所罗门必接我做王，坐在我的月子。我今日必照这样话而行。”这个对对我来讲是一个很难出口的话，因为他的个性是这样子的。
And this knowing the personality of David, we know that this is very hard for David to say.
手心是肉，手背也是肉，哎，他不是爱所罗门王，他爱亚多尼亚，他这个决定等于是置亚多尼亚于死地啊。
And the decision David made here is sentencing Adoniah to death.
所以对来讲，对我在读这一节，我是觉得这个可能比亚伯拉罕把以实玛利赶出去那个感觉还难呢。
And to me, this might be even a harder decision compared to when Abraham was casting out Ishmael.
那亚伯拉罕把以实玛利赶出去，跟他的太太夏甲赶出去哈、哦，至少他们两个怎么讲还可以，还有一种漂泊、哦、也是他们个人的事情。那这个呢，这个可能会造成国家内乱呢、啊。
Because casting out Hagar and Ishmael, they will be wandering around, but they will still be alive. But this might cause a civil war.
那可能造成有一个儿子会失去，会失掉生命的。
And perhaps one of his son will lose his life.
啊，但是啊，因为敬畏神哦，他起过誓。那神也真的啊，在所罗门王出生的时候，就已经看到说神喜爱所罗门王了。
And so, but in order to respect God and to keep his oath, he had done what he had promised.
所以他在这个时候，我们看到一个很重要的决定，这个是跟他个性，不是用个性的。一种改进或是突破。
And we can see the decision that he made here is a breakthrough in his personality.
他就叫这个大家去考所罗门王做王了。
And so he asked his people to crown his son Solomon king.
我们觉得我们的个性哦，我们每个人都有一个个性。
I feel that each and every one of us have our own personality.
个性哦，在某些时候是好的，但在某些时候，它就成为我们的致命伤了。
So our personality may be our advantage at some times, but it may be our weakest point at others.
有时候太好了，反而会伤害到整个大局，或者伤害到你个人哦。
Sometimes if we are too kind, we might indirectly hurt other people.
这个冰冻三尺不是一时之寒，我们个性的培养是从小时候就开始培养起来的。
And we know that our personality develop when we are very young.
但是呢，我们真的也要懂得靠着神啊来改变我们的个性哦。
But we must learn to change our personality through the power of God.
虽然很难啊。
So this is indeed very difficult.
我们有时候到我们中国人的家里面，有看到一种植物有没有？本来应该长直的，但是怎么会？好多人家里都有啊，怎么会这样子？那个叫什么？我不知道，那个叫什么树？一种盆栽有没有？
Sometimes we see the some bamboo plant that grows not straight up, but everywhere.
有没有？你有没有看过？
竹子吧。
那个小小的，很小的哈、哦，不太像竹子哈、哦。它万年青。然后长的时候呢，它就不知道用什么器具让它这样长哦。你把它弄直看看，弄不直的啊！长到你就弄直就断掉了。
And so after this plant has fully grown, you cannot reshape it.
可以弄得直吗？啊，我们这里有园艺专家，我讲错了，再告诉我一下哦。这样讲哦，有些人真的是习惯的东西，你没有办法把它改过来的。
And so when a person develops his habits, it's very hard for him to change.
因为你是等到有些人习惯行恶，你怎么改它？除了圣灵，真的没办法改啊。
And for a person who is used to sinning, only the Holy Spirit can change him.
提摩太前书五章在讲有些人习惯懒惰啊，他的习惯就很懒惰啊。
In 1 Timothy, it talks about people that are in a habit of being very lazy.
我一直讲到懒惰，我就想到我祖母常常骂我们这小朋友，你们不要做这个鸭子屁股啊。
Talk about lazy, I remember my grandma always scold us, do not be the butt of a duck.
这个他说。鸭子屁股就是坐下去就起不来的，不会起来的。
The butt of a duck after sitting down will not be rise up.
真的有点那么习惯懒惰，他像鸭子一样坐下去不起来的。
So some people are like ducks that they are very lazy. What after they sit down, they don't stand up.
彼得在彼得后书讲，有些人是习惯贪婪，很有钱的、啊，他到百货公司他一定要偷的，他不是要用钱付的，都习惯贪婪了、啊。
In 2 Peter, it talks about people who are used to stealing, and so although he is a rich man, he would still steal.
我们不要看到他们这有缺点。其实你跟我每个人都有个习惯，不一定很好的习惯了。如果没有这个坏习惯，可能我们是完全的。那因为我们有，所以主耶稣给我们活着，就是让我们去改那个个性，那个不好的习惯。
And so do not see these shortcomings as other people's and not your own. Every one of us have shortcomings, and the reason why we are living is so we can change them.
我们的习惯，我们的想法有时候真的很难，你很难改变的。
Our habits and our concept are often very hard to change.
所以你看到彼得哦，他是一个很厉害的渔夫哦，主耶稣外行人叫他撒网哦，在路加福音第五章啊，你往右，你在哪里撒啊？彼得说我已经捕了整夜的鱼了，捕不到。你说我就跟着你，这一句话其实是一个突破。你说什么我跟着你做，虽然我跟我的习惯想法完全不一样，但是因为你说了，我就跟着做。
You can see Peter, although he was a professional fisherman, after Jesus has asked him to throw the net again, he listened to Jesus, and this itself was a breakthrough in his personality.
是不是那后面呢、啊、有一个船长啊，有个百夫长啊？保罗跟你们讲不要行船，可是因为微起的南风，他们的经验觉得没有问题可以行，他们的习惯，他们的一个想法，你就很难改变他，因为这是他们的经验，他们的想法，他们的习惯。
就是 centurion in the book of Acts, and after the wind started kicking in, they wanted to set sail, but Paul asked them not to.
但是哦，我们真的要带着这个臭习惯进天国吗？
Do we want to bring our bad habits into heaven?
这个习惯可以让我们进天国吗？
Are these bad habits allowing us to enter the heaven?
所以我在想，我们每个人在这个、哦、信仰的美丽之前、哦、就是能够看清楚自己的习惯、啊、求主耶稣帮助我们可以改进。
So I like to encourage us before we achieve the beautiful soul, we must try to change our habits.
马太福音十九章二十六节说，在神凡事都能。
In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, it says,in God we can do anything.
Oh, 所以看我们看到圣经，很多人得到圣灵之后，他们可以改变。
So we can see in the Bible, after people have received the Holy Spirit, they truly change.
说实话，没有圣灵也是蛮难的、啊。
In fact, without the Holy Spirit, it's very difficult.
我一个姐妹要跟我讲她一个她的一个失败史啦。
There's a sister who talked to me about her failure.
啊，她脾气真的很不好啊。
She had bad temper.
年轻的时候跟先生在一起啊。 先生跟他求个事情，那布里先生把先生一脚踹到床下去。
And so when he during his younger age, when her husband asked her to do something, she kicked her husband off the bed.
现在后来他离婚了。
Later she was divorced.
啊，现在啊，为了这个坏脾气啊，我常常看到他在会堂里面禁食祷告。
And for her anger, she prayed often in the chapel.
啊，所以我们真的要在个性上有个突破。
So we truly need to have a breakthrough in our
我觉得大卫啊，最后这个突破是不简单的，这是跟他个性完全不一样的。
And I think the breakthrough of David was indeed very honorable.
我们就看到大卫在晚年在拜神上面哦，一个很大的突破哦。
During David's old age, he had a breakthrough in his way of worship.
首先我们看到到晚年他还是依然的敬拜神、哦、
During his old age, he still worships God.
我们来看列王记下的第一章，列记上的第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 1.
我们来读47节、48节。
Verse 47
and 48. 47节、48节。
47 and
48.王的臣仆啊，列王记上第一章47节48节啊。
First King chapter 1 verse 47 and 48.
王的臣仆也来为我们的主大卫祝福说，愿王的神使所罗门的名比王的名更尊荣，使他的国位比王的国位更大。啊，这时候大家要立所罗门王做王了啊，他们就跟大卫这样子讲说，希望啊所罗门王啊比大卫的啊也跟一样的得到神的祝福了啊。
Here the people crowned Solomon as king, and people give blessings to Solomon, wishing him to have a great kingdom as David had.
那王的反应是什么呢？
What was the reaction of David?
王就在床上栖身下拜。
And David prayed on his bed.
四十八节。
48.
又王又说，主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因他是我一人，今日坐在我的位上。我也亲眼看见哦，所以我们看到他晚年呐、啊，一样的啊敬拜神呐、啊。
We can see the when doing his old age, David worshipped the God.
哦，不是在困难的时候，少年的时候，像一阵风啊啊被追杀，像一阵云逃跑啊啊啊，像一阵云逃跑了哦。那个时候才依靠神，他晚年什么都好，没事的时候，他一样的敬拜神。
So David did not worship God during his young age when he was running away from Saul or battling. But in his old age, although there's nothing, everything is peaceful, he still worships God.
啊，不是在苦难的时候，不是只有在苦难的时候才敬拜神，在顺境的时候他也敬拜神。
He did not worship God only during his hardship, but also during his peace.
那除了这个样，我们觉得他有个突破了哦。
And this is a breakthrough.
一个突破就是什么呢？他的信仰没有只在他这一代，他一定要把这个信仰传给下一代哦。
This breakthrough is that his faith did not stop in his generation, but he had passed down.
哦，这个很重要，我们要一定要把信仰传下去啊，不要把它留在我们这一代而已。
And this is very important. Do not let the faith stop in our generation.
我们看第二章的第一节到第四节。
But continue to the next. Let us.
第二章第一节第四节。
Let's read chapter two.
到啊，第一节到第四节，大卫的使其进的，就嘱咐他的儿子所罗门王说：“我现在要走世人必走的道路，所以你当刚强，做大丈夫。”第三节，遵守主你神吩咐你的，照着摩西律法上所写的行主的道，遵守他的列例、诫命、典章、法度，这样你无论做什么，不拘往何处去，尽都亨通。第四节，主必成就。像我所应许的话，你的子孙若谨慎自己的行为，尽心尽力，诚诚实实的行在我面前，就不断人做以色列的国位啊！这么快捷到那个大卫在临终之前哦，不是跟他讲那个财宝藏在哪里啦？你治国要怎么治，带金要怎么带，这个都不是的。
When David is about to pass away, he did not tell his son where the treasures are hidden or how to lead a country.
他懂得把最重要的信仰传给下一代。你这一辈子做的事情就是遵守神的律法，你会永永远远的亨通了。
He knows to pass down the most important faith to his son.
弟兄们，我觉得这也是我们哦在年老的时候应当要做的很重要的一个突破。
This is a breakthrough that we the members of old age must do.
我们要想办法让我们的子子孙孙哦，一定保守在神的爱中啊！
我们要 to find a way to encourage our next generation to keep in the Lord。
我们不要把我们一辈子的恩典带到坟墓里面去啊
！Do not bring our faith to the grave with us。
所以，我们真的有机会要把我们的见证录下来，给我们世世代代的子孙来听。
So we must find a chance to record our own testimony so that our sons and grandsons can hear。
跟他们讲，我们这一辈子的平安喜乐的来源、福气来源，就是神本身，除了神以外，没有其他的。啊，我们可以依靠的。
and to tell them the source of our peace and our prosperity is from the Bible, the truth, and God, and nowhere else.
所以这个就是一个很重要的一个传承哦，一个突破。
And this is a very important lineage.
不能这样，他也把神的公义啊遗留在人间。
And so David had left the justice of God in the on.
我们看二章的第五节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 5.
你知道西鲁亚的儿子约押向我所行的，就是杀了以色列的两个元帅约尼的儿子约啊尼尔的儿子约尼尔跟义贴的儿子亚玛撒，他在太平之间流着两人的血，如在征战时一样，将这血染了腰间束的带和脚上穿的鞋。第六节，所以你要照你的智慧行，不要容他白头安然下阴间。这个不是报复。
This record, what's recorded here is not revenge.
啊，绝对不是报复啦。
It is.
这个约押这个人哦，虽然他一辈子立了很多为大卫王建立王国，这样这个人是，他很有武功的，很厉害的，很有计谋的。
Abner was a great general of David.
Joab
was a great general of David. He was very powerful.
但是你看大卫的勇士当中啊，约押的名字没有在里面。
But in the, all the warriors of David, Joab was not record one of them.
说起来，大卫也实在是拿约押没有太多的办法。
And David did not know much to how to deal with it.
他实在是太会打仗了，太有兵权了。
Joab had great power and military control.
但是他走之前，必须要把那些对的、公义的事情遗留在人间。
But before he leave the earth, he must leave the righteousness in on earth.
就是这个将军呢、啊。平常可以杀人呢、啊，可是太平之间这不是战争哦。为了要地位，把他立的两个元帅统统杀了。
Joab doing wartime, he was a great general, but even doing peaceful time, he killed two other generals in order to boost his position.
要把他要你要有用智慧来带他了，叫什么用智慧来行哦。
So David encouraged Solomon to control Joab with wisdom.
另外一个啊，留公义在人间。我们看第二章的第八节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 8.
在你这里有巴户林的便雅悯人基拉的儿子示每，我往马哈念去的那日子，他用狠毒的言语咒骂我，后来却下约旦河迎接我。我就指着神向他起誓说，我必不用刀杀你。第九节，现在你不要以为他无罪，你是聪明人，必知道怎么待他，使他白头见杀。流血下到阴间，我也不觉得这是报复哦。
And I do not think verse 8 and 9 is revenge.
因为圣经讲你不可以咒骂受膏者啊，这个要处死的。
The Bible tells us that we shall not we shall not scold the anointed one.
但是因为大卫已经起誓了，因为这个示每哦，后来大卫回头的时候是第一个来迎接示每的人呐、啊。
But this person was the first to greet David, and he had already made an oath.
这个讲前面哦，大家不晓得，应该都了知道，我们都很多老信徒了哦。所以大卫就说啊，我今日是王了，不杀你了。
And so David spared this man's life.
但是不代表他没有罪啊。
But this doesn't mean that he does not have sin.
所以他把他该处理的，把神的公义留在人间。
So he
大在死之前把神的公义留在人间了哦。
He wanted to leave the justice on earth.
我似乎很清楚啊，神的公义不能模糊掉的。
He understand right from wrong.
那我们这个人，他不是把公义留在人间哦，把爱也留在人间。
And he did not only leave justice behind, but also love.
我们看二章的第七节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 7.
你当恩待基列人巴西来的众子，使他常常与你同席吃饭，因为我躲避你哥哥亚撒龙的时候，他们拿食物来迎接我。哦，后来所罗门王真的很善待巴西来的儿子金汉。
And the King Solomon later on was very kind to sons of Belzar.
这个在耶利米书的41章17节就看得出来啊。后来金汉的家非常的飞黄腾达。
And later on, these people they are very prosperous.
所以你看到他哦，最后把神的爱也留在人间哦。你看这个巴西来这么好的人，你真的要用爱来恩待他这一家人呐、
啊。And because David had told his son Solomon in this that he had left love in on earth.
所以今天我们呢、啊，我们在生命当中啊。也要有一个突破，拜神上面有个突破。
And so today we must have breakthrough in the way we worship.
我们要懂得以爱在人间呢。
We need to learn how to leave love behind.
有的人在这个在死之前呢，他先讲好说他的器官要怎么样做捐赠了哦。
Some people before they died, they had already decided what their organs will be donated to.
啊，当然这是以爱在人间。
And this is a form of living love.
但是更重要的爱，我想是说，啊，真的让我们的弟兄姐妹哦，不只是这样而已了哦。我觉得这是我不评论了哦。啊，我是说有人这样做，但是最重要就是真的我们哦，我们真的也要让我们的亲戚啊，我们的弟兄姐妹啊，能够在即使我们离开人间了，能够感受到我们的爱啊。
But I think more importantly, we must let the people around us after we die feel the love we have.
啊，真的，我们教很多长老，他生前相当的富有哦。
There are many elders in our church that were very rich.
啊，但是他们走了之后呢，啊，成立基金，啊，帮助教会贫寒的人。
And so after they pass away, they use their fortune to develop a fund.
啊，我也知道一位信徒啊。他死之前，除了把财产留给子孙啊，特地的留一些啊，啊，给教会一个原来是乞丐，后来来我们教会受洗的人。
And I know a brother, after he passed away, he left some part of his fortune to a beggar, and this beggar later became our member.
啊，所以我们要懂得以爱在人间呢，哦。
So we must understand and know how to leave love behind.
我想这也是一种突破。
And this.For I think it's also a breakthrough.
啊，我们看到大卫在晚年呢，啊，真的是有一种很美好的灵性。
We see the faith of David was very beautiful.
啊，在情感、在个性、在拜神各方面，他能够有很多的突破。
In the emotions and his personality and the way he worshipped, he had many breakthroughs. And I hope all of us can learn from him to have a great spirit.
来唱诗331首。
Let us sing hymn number 331.